And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 16th of April, 2015. It's the birthday of Gertrude Chandler Warner, born in Putnam, Connecticut, 1890, the creator of the Boxcar Children series of books for children. She taught first grade for over 30 years, and one day, when she stayed homesick, she thought up the story of the Boxcar Children. Her family, when she was a child, lived near the railroad tracks, and she'd often go out and watch the trains go by, sometimes get a glimpse into the window of the caboose, and sometimes see a little stove and table and a coffee pot on the stove, which fascinated her, the idea that someone was living in the caboose. And she invented the story about four orphaned children, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, ranging in age from 6 to 14, who, after their parents die, go to live with their grandfather, who the children feel is a cruel man, and so they run away and they set up housekeeping in an abandoned boxcar, supporting themselves and living a life of great independence. Gertrude Chandler Warner said that the story at first raised a storm of protest from librarians who thought the children were having much too good a time without any parental control. And Warner said that is exactly why children like the story. She wrote the original 19 Boxcar Children stories. In the years since, more than 100 titles have been added, written by others. It's the birthday of the novelist Anatole France, born Paris, 1844, author of Penguin Island, who said, "The books that everybody admires are those that nobody reads." And it's the birthday of Carol Bly, born in Duluth, Minnesota, 1930, author of The Tomcat's Wife and other stories, and Changing the Bully Who Rules the World. Here's a poem for today by Peter Schmidt, entitled Just Married. Oh, they can be forgiven such innocent indulgence, the couple whose car we saw in the darkened parking garage today, the white spray paint filling the rear window, just married, and the date, now more than 2 weeks old. Let them enjoy this extended moment as long as they can. Let them feel this way always. For their lives, all history could have begun on that day, regardless that the buoyant numerals and letters, like the asking price of a car, would appear insensibly reversed if, driving, they glanced back. The message looms between them and the world, which will always be trying to gain on them. And if, in noon glare, their first full wedded day, they cut with a room service knife the strings to the cans clinking like obligations, they will not let go yet this brief announcement. Oh, the elements might eventually combine to erase them, enough downpours or the blistering sun, but by the time the words no longer quite ring true, it will be their own hands that make them vanish. Then let it end happily, in a bright lather of suds, gentle hiss of the hose and the radio, the two together, hands crossing the glass, until what is revealed are their own faces, hovering where their older, wiser friends had been that day, imprinting the letters, the numbers, and giving them their first push down that road in a storm of rice and flowers. Just Married, a poem by Peter Schmidt from Country Airport, published by Copper Beach Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favoritepoemflorida. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.